today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning, and a very exciting Sunday. I have news for you. Oh, I have been working, and I have found the answer to a lot of your questions on the tomato blight. We'll be discussing that. And next Sunday, I just want you to write down that next Sunday, at 7:30 in the morning, we will have as a guest James Dwyer. He is a crop specialist from the University of Maine in Presque Isle. And if you're not familiar with the state of Maine, Presque Isle is at the very, very top of the state. And there are more potatoes there than any place else in the world. It's the potato belt. For the state of Maine, huge, huge fields. And he is going to talk about information that will help you to relax and to calm down about the tomato and potato blight diseases that we have all experienced. But during the morning, I will give you some of the information that he has passed on to me on how it got started, how it spread, and that will blow your mind. It did me. And what will happen next season, and how we can prevent future infestations in our garden, especially if you had this problem. So very exciting. And I want you all to take a big, deep breath and say, it's going to be okay. It's not a panic mode like we've been talking about the last few weeks where nobody knew what to do. Well, I have all the answers from an expert who's responsible for all the potatoes in the state of Maine, and that's the same disease that hits our tomatoes. So we'll be talking about that today, but write it down on your calendar that next Sunday at 7:30, we'll have the expert on the radio for a good half hour, and he's going to tell us about the history of it and how we can control it and what caused it. You're going to be amazed, totally, totally amazed. I was just blown away by it. But in the meantime, the kids are back in school. The weather's cooler. The days are definitely shorter, especially when you look out the window right now. And we need to get back in the yard and to prepare our yard for the fall season, prepare it for the winter, because those seasons are coming upon us very, very quickly now. And there's a lot that has to be done, believe it or not. And we have to start thinking about cleaning the yard, cleaning the garden. If you had a problem with your grass, planting some new seed, repairing the damage from the summer, And the one thing I want you to do today is when you go outside, I want you just to look at your lawn and look at the color. And just by the color, you can tell if you have crabgrass. And it will really wake you up and tell you and show you what crabgrass looks like without even kneeling down or really looking at your lawn closely. If you have a lawn without crabgrass and you go outside today and you look at the grass close and looking at the entire lawn, you're going to see that the grass is green. And you're going to say, wow, that grass is nice and green. And, you know, it's always been nice and green. You never thought much of it. But it's green. The weeds are green. Things like dandelions and chickweed and clover. But if you've got crabgrass and you look at your grass, crabgrass right now is not green. It's starting to change color. And you're going to start to notice that your grass that should be green has a red tinge to it. And the red tinge is the crabgrass itself doing two things. First, the foliage is getting ready to die because crabgrass is an annual. It only lives 1 year. It begins to germinate during late April, early May, and grows very, very quickly, especially during the hot days of June, July, and August. But it starts to germinate in May. And the color of the grass when it germinates is pale. It's not dark green like your lawn. But when it first comes up, it's kind of a lime green color. And especially when it's very young, when it's about, oh, a half an inch to an inch, maybe even a little bit taller than that, it's very noticeable in your lawn. And it's in clumps. It's not like one here and one there, but it's in clumps. And it's usually where maybe you have some foot traffic. It's usually where maybe you have a little piece of ledge, and during the summer, the grass dies because the rock heats up, and the grass dies from lack of moisture. It's usually in a lawn that's thin, or maybe you had a lot of dandelions and chickweed and clover, and you killed all those broadleaf weeds, but you never planted seed in those empty spaces to replace the weeds with good grass. So the following year, Mother Nature said, oh, this ground is all dead. There's holes here. I'm going to fill it. So she filled it with crabgrass. And that's where this red coloration is. Now, when you look at it closer, you notice that there is another thing that's red, and that's the seed head. And for those of you that are in your 40s and 50s and 60s and older, you probably remember the days when you looked at the roof of your house, and you had a TV antenna attached to the chimney. Unlike today, you look at the roof and it's just a chimney. Maybe a satellite dish. Well, the seed head of crabgrass looks like the old TV antenna when I was growing up. And it's red. And that should tell you something. When you see red foliage and these red seed heads, and it doesn't look like it's wheat, a nice, beautiful cluster. This is a kind of an erratic shape going all different directions. That red seed pod contains thousands, and I mean thousands of seeds. And what you need to do in the days to come, and as soon as your grass dries out and you're able to mow it, put the bagger on your lawnmower, and that way when you cut the grass and you cut the seed heads, they're sucked into the bag. If you have a regular lawnmower and you go right through your lawn, you're blowing the seeds off the plant onto your soil and spreading them for next year. So it's very, very important in the next month that every single time you mow, that you vacuum at the same time. Lower your blade. As right now, plenty of rain, cooler temperatures. So if you cut the grass a little bit too short, you don't have to worry about the heat and the lack of moisture burning the lawn. So lower your blade, put the bag on your lawnmower, and if you don't have a lawnmower without a bag, and you have a neighbor that has a lawnmower with a bag, today's the day to maybe walk across the street or next door and say, I've got some crabgrass. I don't want to spread it to your yard. Could I borrow your bag lawnmower so I can collect the seeds, and that way there's less of a chance that you'll get it. And if you use that way, your neighbor will gladly give you their lawnmower to use so that you can eliminate the seeds from blowing into their yard. And they'll love it. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9999.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to Shakeaway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231, and if we can help you, give us a call. Today's going to be a very exciting day for a couple of reasons. The first reason, we are on beautiful Cape Cod. We are at Sandwich Agway, and it's a great open house season for them, and I'm sure if you want to pack up the car, bring all the kids down, and we will have a fabulous day. All kinds of events here, and you will absolutely love it. At 7:30, the main question that we have had this year has been the tomato problem with the blight. Well, at 7:30, we have James Dwyer, and he is a crop specialist from the University of Maine in Presque Isle, and he's going to join us, and he is going to tell you everything that you need to know about the problem with your potato blight and your tomato blight. First thing I want you to do is I want you to put a pot of coffee on. I want you to sit at the table, get a pad of paper, a pen, and just relax. Everything is going to be okay. And James is going to tell you how it got started and why it got started and the causes and what we can do so that it will not be a problem in your garden for next year. And to be perfectly honest with you, everything is okay. But there are some things that we need to know. So that if you have gardening friends that have tomatoes and they had a problem, if they had potatoes and they had a problem, then wait until at least 7 o'clock before you give them a call. And We want you to notify them so that they can solve their problems too. But James Dwyer teaches at the University of Maine Extension in Presque Isle. Now, if you don't know the makeup of the state of Maine, Presque Isle is the biggest area of potato production in the country. There's more potatoes there than any place else in the country. It's unbelievable. They also grow broccoli. They also grow cabbage and different types of grain that they alternate in their fields to give the fields a chance to rest. But potatoes is the game, and it's the same disease. It was started by most of us due to the weather, but there were circumstances that made the problem even worse. And the circumstances was that infected plants were sold at the three major box stores where all of you shop at one time or another. But the plants that came from the box store this year came to them contaminated. You planted them, and they already had the disease in them. And wait till he tells you how fast it spreads. You'll be amazed how fast it spreads in just one day. Totally, totally incredible. But in the meantime, if you're putting in a new lawn, call us, 800-259-9231. We'll tell you how to put in a lawn. If you want to bring back the plantings in front of your house, there are beautiful plants that are coming into bloom right now. A lot of us say, well, in the fall we have mums. It's not just mums. There are beautiful flowering cabbage and flowering kale, and these will stay growing where you live until Christmas or later. There are fall blooming sedums. There is one of my favorite perennials, the Montauk Daisy. And if you come to Sandwich Agway, they have the most beautiful Montauk Daisies that I've seen in a long, long time. They're all in bud. They're beginning to crack a little bit of color. And if you're unfamiliar with this, Montauk Daisy looks like the spring blooming aster. Big white blooms, 3 inches, sometimes a little bit bigger in diameter, and blooms when everything else is done. So when your mums are done blooming in October, the Montauk Daisy will still be in bloom. You're going to get a frost. The frost is not going to hurt the Montauk Daisies. All this coming up on the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning, a little bit on the chilly side, but we are getting into the fall season, and this is a great time to get outside, and let's get the garden ready for the changeover. You know, the kids are back in school, we're getting more rain, the temperatures are cooler, there's a lot of dew, and if you're going to put in a new lawn, this is the best time of the entire year to put in a new lawn. And we'll be talking about that around 8 o'clock, okay? But if you have a question, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning. Who do we have up first today?
Good morning, Paul. Up first, we have Tony on the line, who has a weed problem.
Okay. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Paul?
Yes.
Okay. I have a devastating weed problem in my vegetable garden. It gets away from me every summer. These things grow about a foot tall with a lot of green leafy leaves with a little yellow flower bud in the center of it. And they're so tough that at the time you can't pull them out, you have to dig them out. I was wondering this year after I clean up my garden and lime it and then till it and cover it with winter rye in the spring, after I till the winter rye over in the early spring, can I you use a Kilzol or a Roundup a couple of times on that before I plant the end of May?
Kilzol and Roundup have to be applied directly to the foliage.
Oh, they have
but
to come
what
up.
You can do, yeah, so the weed has to come up. So the best thing for you to do is, right now, do as you always have. Plant your winter rye, let it come up, let it increase the organic matter in the soil. You have to say to yourself, Tony, that every winter rye seed that I put in my vegetable garden has the capability of producing 1 mile of roots. 1 mile of roots. You'll let it grow. Then in the spring, you take a weed whacker and you cut the grass as low as you can, because it's probably going to be a foot or more in height. And then rototill the garden. If you don't cut it down, what's going to happen is it's going to get entangled in the tines of your rototiller, and you're going to have a real nightmare on your hands. So cut it back as short as you can, then rototill, rake it out, get it all ready, plant your garden. Now, once everything is planted, there are products on the market that you can buy at your local garden center. It's a granular that you can broadcast in between the rows of your plants and around established plants. It's a granular. You apply it, you water it in, it creates a skin on the surface of the soil, and any seeds that are there will be killed, so that you have to remember that if you're planting a row of carrots, it doesn't know that carrots are good. You have to keep it away from it. So you would hand apply it, keep it about 3 to 4 inches on either side away from the row. Tomato plants, once they're put in, you can broadcast this product around your tomato plants and it's not going to hurt it, because it's an established plant. The same thing with peppers and things like that. If you're planting corn, wait until the corn is up about 3 to 6 inches. And then you can put this weed shield on the ground. Your local garden center, it's called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. It comes in a yellow package. All the garden centers carry it. Just follow the recommendations. But remember, it does not know that a seed for a string bean is good. It will kill all seeds. So as long as you keep it 3 to 4 inches away on either side of the row, it's fine. Or wait until it's up and your seedlings are up 3 to 6 inches. Then you can do it. And you won't have to worry about it. But things like carrots and beets that are really, really slow in coming up, what I would do is, where you're going to plant them, with your hands, push a little bit of soil so that you have like a little raised bed. And that way it's higher in the garden than the rest of the garden. And when you put that Preem down, you don't have to worry about a heavy rain washing it up the hill. It will not wash up. okay? And that will eliminate the weed totally. Thank you, Tony. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Milton on the line, who's got a question about some moss.
Okay, Milton, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good morning, Milton. How are you today?
Oh, we're trying to stay dry. We finally got some rain, and it hadn't let up in over a week. Actually, there's some flash flood warnings in the foothills of the mountains.
Oh, wow.
So I have a couple of questions for you this morning, and then I'm still delivering papers, so I'll hang up and listen to the radio. We've got at my mom some old, established oak trees that have got a lot of moss naturally on the north side, and I was wondering if that would hurt them or kill them. If it will, you know, how do I get rid of that? And also, we've noticed that on some of the camellia bushes, there's a big, looks like an apple. We don't know if that's a seed pod or what. We've cut one open, and it looks like it's got a black seed in it. If you have an idea of what that might be, and if it is a seed, do we plant it to make more or what?
Okay. Thank you, Milton. You'll give my best to Joanne. Okay, Milton, your camellia has produced a seed. Now, what you want to do is this. Magnolias will also do the same thing. When you have the wind, when you have the bees, and everything is working with you, there's a very good chance that it will produce a viable seed. Now, the pod that it's in right now is probably green. You need to allow that pod to begin to change from green and begin to dry out. As long as the pod is green, the tree is sending nourishment into that pod to make the seed bigger and stronger and better able to germinate. So wait until the pod turns brown. And what I would suggest that you do, so that you don't forget that it's there, get a piece of ribbon about 3 or 4 feet long, something really bright and shiny, and tie it where the pod is so that it blows in the wind. And that way, when you walk in the yard, you'll see the ribbon, and it will remind you that you have a pod there. Now, once it turns brown, you can pick it, break the pod open, and you'll see these nice shiny seeds in there. Now, for those seeds to germinate, they have to go through a normal winter. So if you take that pod, you break it, you collect the seeds, and you put them inside the house for the winter, they probably will not germinate. So the best thing for you to do is to break the pod open, remove the seeds so that way there's no rotting, put them in a paper bag. If you put them in plastic, it's going to sweat, and then the seeds are going to rot. And put the seeds in the paper bag in your garage. And what you want to do is, if you've got a tool chest or someplace that you go frequently, you could take a big white manila envelope and write on it camellia seeds with a push pin or a thumbtack. Push it right on the wall, but someplace where if it's going to get cold, the seed's going to get cold. If it's hot outside, the seed is going to be hot in the garage. So it's got to go through the normal temperature changes. So someplace that's not heated. And then in the spring, if the seed is really, really hard, it's got some size to it, take a nail file, a metal nail file, put it on its edge, and rub the seed with it so that you can scratch through the seed coat. I don't want you to cut into the embryo, but kind of scratch up that seed. That way water can be absorbed into it a lot easier. And then you can plant it. Just take some regular used plastic pots, fill it with some sterilized soil, and germinate your seed in that pot. You can start it in the house in April, That would give you a little head start on it, and you should be okay. Now, the moss on your trees, perfectly natural. And it's on the north side because it's not getting any sun. If it was on the south side, the sun would burn it out. And it's growing on the tree. It is not taking anything from the tree. So you're okay with the moss. It's just the way that Mother Nature grows plants. And if you ever get lost in the woods, then you know you're going in the right direction as long as you keep the moss either in front of you or behind you. That way you don't go in circles. Thank you, Milton. You have a great day. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have Inez on the line calling about her orchids.
Inez, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I want to talk about my orchids. I talked to you about them some time ago, about 3 or 4 months ago, and I have two of them, Dendrobium and the mini Phalaenopsis, I think it is. Now, I've had
yes.
this mini Phalaenopsis over a year, and I'm having a hard time to get it to bloom. No signs of bloom at all. It puts out leaves after leaves and roots, beautiful all over the pot. And that's all I get. The leaves are getting big. Now, my question is, these mini plants, do they ever get larger, or are they supposed to be mini? Are you supposed to stop it, or do they grow
no, well,
on their
it
own
will...
and get bigger? Because the leaves are like 3 inches across, beautiful, healthy leaves. All right?
Okay, the leaves are going to stay the same size, but the plant's going to get bigger as it grows, and it will get stronger, and you'll get more and more and more leaves. And from what you're saying, the plant is very healthy, but it's not blooming. The bloom comes with temperature change. And I was in Florida last year. I went to visit an orchid grower, and they told me they could have an orchid bloom on any day that they wanted. And all they had to do was to change the temperature of the plant where it's being kept by 10 to 15 degrees. And what they do in Florida is they turn the fans on to cool the greenhouses. In your case, what you can do is put it in a room and turn off the heat. So that, I mean, I don't want you to turn off so that it freezes, but shut the baseboards to keep it on the cool side. And normally, on the north side of the house, that room is cooler than on a room that faces south because there's no rays of the sun coming in. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are in beautiful Cape Cod today, and if you're looking for something to do with the family, take the scenic route, Route 6A, come down to Sandwich, and we are at the Agway store, and they have all kinds of activities planned for you and the family today. There's bowling. They have hay rides. They have all kinds of specials, bird seed, feeders, suet supplies, 20% off. They have discounts on Cape Cod grasses. Now, these are grasses that have been selected to grow best on Cape Cod. 50% off all trellises, cedar barrels, and iron hangers. Pelletized lime. If you've got moss growing and you want to make the grass greener, and thicker, less weeds, then you've had to sweeten the soil. And the way that you sweeten the soil is with lime. And they have 40-pound bags of pelletized lime, 3 bags for $9.99. That's a good savings, and a lot more. So come on down and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer your questions. So bring me a weed. Bring me a part of your plant that doesn't look good, and we'll work together to solve the problem. And if you're going to decorate, remember, they have the fall blooming asters. They grow them right here. They have the Montauk daisy. And if you, Montauk daisies are not easy to find. It's not something that you can go to the supermarket and buy or the big box stores. You have to go to somebody who knows what the plant is and how to grow them. And they have some beautiful plants all in bud and bloom right here at Sandwich Agway. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Aaron on the line. He's got a question about hydrangeas and geraniums.
Okay. Aaron, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Aaron.
Aaron must have stepped away. Okay, we go on. We have Gene on the line then up next, calling about orchids.
Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Orchid plant, now, the blooms are almost just gone, and there's about 4-7 branches, and 2 of the branches are brown. What do I do with it? Do I have to cut it?
Now, what do you mean branches? Are these flowering stem branches?
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever they turn brown, take them right out.
Take them out.
Yep.
And will they grow in again or what? What do I do with
it? You should. I love growing orchids, and they're really, really easy to grow. And what you're going to do, Gene, is this. When the last flower falls, you're going to remove the whole stem. Just take it right out because it's not going to grow anymore. The new stem is going to come underneath a different leaf on your plant. So when it's all done blooming, remove all of the stems. And what I want you to do is this. Orchids love to be fed. Just like we are. We love to eat every day. And what I use on my orchids and what all the orchid growers use is Osmocote. It looks like little BBs. And you sprinkle about a tablespoon on right on top of your soil. And every time you water, the little BBs will kind of like bleed right through that skin, the liquid fertilizer, giving it to the plants. And that way, every time they get watered, they get fed. And that makes a big, big difference for an orchid plant. Now, that orchid should be put in a south-facing window. You want to give it as much sunshine as possible. Because your days are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. The strength of the sun is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Think of it like this. During July and August, the sun is like a 100-watt light bulb. If you think what it's like in January and February, it's like a 40 or a 50. So put it facing south, and you should have a beautiful orchid plant. And it will reflower for you in about 6 months.